Welcome back, boys, to Borra Bola. This is game week 5, and there's a few ups and downs and a few copycats going on. So this match week is a very nice match week and also kind of boring. So I'm giving it to Ankil.
Okay, hello, guys. What's up? Okay, this match week is a pretty interesting match week, like I can see, because big games were blanked and all. But without further ado, let's move on to our first match, guys. The Gunners against Burnley. A 1-0 win. Guys, what a free kick by Odegaard. That was a beautiful free kick. Your thoughts,
yeah,
guys?
Yeah, that's a beautiful free kick from Odegaard. You know, left-footed some more. And then that's why they bought him from Real Madrid. To give the momentum, you know, for Arsenal, you know, to get the 3 points and then keep the momentum, keep winning. Back to the old times, you know, not old times, like slowly, you know, slowly but surely, you know. So yeah, we can see that they're improving. We can see that. So let's see what Odegaard can bring to the team.
Yeah, exactly. Is this the start of Arsenal's rise? I don't know, but this is the second game week they are winning. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Against Norwich and Burnley, they are literally relegation teams. Norwich and Burnley, we cannot they're gonna rise, they're gonna make a comeback. You can say that, but be positive, you know. Arsenal fans, you know, they get something to be happy about after a long time, you know. So yeah.
So enjoy the victory. I was just going to add, guys, you guys think, is it a rise, is it going to be the rise of Arsenal, or is it just another week that Arteta doesn't get sacked?
That's a good one.
Lifeline. So every win, it's meaning something, guys. Because I feel personally, a loss against a team like this would certainly be the final straw that broke the donkey's back, you know. That is going to be the one. So every game is a do or die game for Arsenal, I guess. I mean, that's my point of view. But a win is a win, you know. You guys can happily take the 3 points and, you know, move forward. You know, look into the next match weeks, and hopefully you guys can keep the momentum going.
Who's Arsenal playing next?
London Derby. Arsenal versus Tottenham Hotspur.
Oh, okay. That is something that we...
looking forward to, you know?
Exactly. It's going to be lit, guys, if you ask me. Okay, and speaking about lit, okay, what about the champions, the defending champions against Southampton?
I'm disappointed, man.
I'm very disappointed, actually. I was very disappointed. What do you thought, Uncle?
I think this game, obviously, it was an MC show all the way. You know, as usual, they dominated every aspect of the game. But there were chances for Southampton, you know. And guys, there was a penalty call and even a potential red card. So do you guys think that the penalty... the tackle was a penalty? And is it supposed to be a red card, because it's a clear goal scoring opportunity and it was denied because that VAR actually overthrew that rule?
It's actually a penalty, if you ask me. But at first glance, I thought it should be a red card. But the second time I saw, I think it should be actually like a yellow card or something, because I thought red card would be like a bit more harsh. But nevertheless, it's still a penalty. I feel it's still a penalty. China, what about you? I feel it's a penalty, man.
Yeah, I have the same feeling, you know. I thought it should be a penalty, you know. Southampton should have awarded a penalty there, because Kyle Walker made a tackle, I think, from behind, which is not allowed in football, you know. When they are through to goal, you know, the player was through to goal, Armstrong was through to goal, like, open, and he made a tackle from behind, and he's supposed to get a red card there, because he denied a clear goal scoring chance. So that's what the rules say. If you deny the clear goal scoring chance, you are gonna awarded a red card right there. But I don't know why the ref overturned his decision. I don't know what happened there.
I think the ref was smoking some new shit.
But actually, personally, I felt that it was even though if it's not a red card, I feel that it is supposed to be a penalty. But
exactly,
you know, it is what it is, and we can't deny the fact that Kevin De Bruyne came and changed the game, guys. You saw his cross to Sterling. That was classic De Bruyne stuff, you know.
Yep.
What do you guys think about that cross, you know, and it being offside and all?
De Bruyne, he nowadays he acts like a super sub, you know. Yeah. We saw that during the Tottenham game also, you know, after he was subbed on, he did something, you know, he created some chances for the players to score. And then now also he was subbed on and then he did something, you know, he gave a nice cross to the player, but then they couldn't score, you know, it was offside. I think that was an offside there.
Yeah, it was certainly an offside. But my question, what I'm thinking is, why is he being acted as a super sub? You know, he can play a full 90, right, guys? Or does he have any injury issues?
I think he's still recovering from his knee injury, you know, which happened during the Euro 2020. He was injured during the Belgium and Italy game, but then he keep on playing the full 90 minutes because of the, you know, he wanted to play for his country. So now that's the consequences. So he's having the consequences of prolonged knee injury, actually.
Okay. I see. Okay. Well, wish him a speedy recovery. Can't wait to see him back in the pitch with full 90 minutes, you know, with full fitness. Okay. So, yeah, okay. With that said and done, let's move on to the next match.
Wait a minute. We have to talk about NC at Chelsea next match, you know. FC showing off Southampton, how they are very, actually, kind of weak. But what's your thought in next week? Because next week is going to be a big match, you know. Man City is Chelsea.
Next week there's a lot of big matches. But let's see what's happened next week, you know, because Premier League is unpredictable, you know.
But I'm actually rooting for a Chelsea win. But I will take, if Manchester takes the win, I will take the win. Because, you know, in the end, it's just them dropping points, Chelsea dropping points. So, I'll take it, guys. Honestly, I'll take it. You know, I don't have a problem. But they have a problem of replicating the score with us, you know, for some God knows what reason. You know, five matches, exact score.
We'll
talk about that in the Chelsea match, guys. So, with that, our next match will be the Reds, Liverpool against Palace, the Eagles. You know, a comfortable 3-0 win. Actually, in my point of view, no, it's not actually comfortable. The score doesn't tell the story of the match, because those who watched the match knew that for the entire match, up till, I guess, 70 minutes, we were actually biting our nails, because it was a very close game, right, Padre? And it was a new back. You know, last season was a season where we tried all sorts of weird stuff, you know, just to make up for the men we have lost. And this season, even though we do have men, Klopp decided to rest Matip and he brought on Konate. Okay, a fantastic youngster, but he still needs to adapt into the game. Like, he made several errors here and there. Paired up with a right back, a legendary...
Mr. Consistent.
Mr. Consistent, exactly. I was so shocked when I saw the lineup. You remember, guys, when I was like, how are we going to win the game with Milner in our right back? We did win. It was such a crazy match, because Milner is not fast. That one fact we all can agree on. And he's facing against one of the fastest sprinters in the Premier League, Zaha.
Exactly. That's the thing.
What a way to cover him, guys. The entire match, they just covered him completely. Chinna, you watched the match. What do you think about it as a neutral fan?
Okay, so neutral fan, first off, Liverpool was, I would say, struggling, but they didn't get a clear chance to score goals, you know. But then after the first goal, after that, Liverpool dominated Crystal Palace all over the pitch. And then Keita's goal, your number 8 goal. That was
please don't
so
say number 8 goal, man. Please don't say number 8 goal.
I don't know how he scored that.
Even he doesn't know how he scored.
A little bit of Steven Gerrard there, you know.
Oh, please. Don't bring blame to my ears.
Okay. You saw what is the definition of being Captain Fantastic in the AC Milan game when Henderson came to our rescue. Okay, that is Steven Gerrard material. But definitely, you know, I don't know. I guess even Keita was kind of shocked when he got the goal.
He was not shocked. It was just a Cantona's goal.
But a fun fact for all fans out there, for the first time in a very long time, guys, we actually scored from 3 set pieces back to back in a single game.
Yeah.
If you see. And Mane played fantastically well. You know, when it comes to Crystal Palace, Mane has this, I don't know what, some sort of a vengeance in him, some sort of a fire spark. And he actually outshone Salah at several times throughout the game. Not to mention the Egyptian king got his goal, you know. But Mane was the better player this game, if you ask me, if you're going to compare both.
It's all fun, you know, it's all fun. But let's see how the Crystal Palace they played. I'm quite surprised. I'm very surprised, in fact. Because Crystal Palace is a club I've seen from us when I was small until the last season. Crystal Palace is a club that, you know, defends, you know. They are a defending club. They don't attack. But after when this manager Vieira came in, their whole gameplay, their style of play, everything changed, you know. They start to attack. They start to play in the midfield, especially that, who's that guy? Gallagher, is it?
Gallagher was so annoying. Madrid. Gallagher was a pain, a thorn in our butts.
Don't smile, Chinna. I know you're smiling there because Gallagher is Chelsea's academy.
I'm honestly speaking. As soon as we shut down Zaha, there was Gallagher out of nowhere. I was like, oh, please, for the love of God, someone please stop that guy. Because he came to, I mean, he was in a goal-scoring opportunity several times, you know, but thank God, guys. Okay, I don't come, and a fan, as in, even as a Liverpool fan, there were several decisions in the game that I do not agree that the ref gave. It was unfair to Crystal Palace, but probably I feel that the refs should, you know, get more training or whatever, you know. They should improve their skills, guys.
I felt quite bad for
Crystal Palace. Exactly. But overall, a fantastic win for Liverpool, you know. Looking forward to Brentford next. And then we have City. Oh, that's a big match, guys. So, yeah, we'll move on to our next match. Guys, West Ham against the Devils. CR got himself in the score sheet one more time. But at what cost?
That match, I felt pity for West Ham, you know, because they played so good, you know. They played tiki-taka. They dominated Manchester United midfield, you know. They played
a good
football, you know. Yeah, the defense was so good, but then it was not their day, it was not their day at all.
Yeah, especially for their club legend, Noble.
That was so upsetting, guys. He came in for one penalty and he bottled it.
Yeah. He had one job left.
It's a good game for MU, but as the MU fans all out there, I think you guys can also know that you almost clutched the game. But by God's grace, GG MU. Good game and kudos, man. Kudos. I would say that. Good.
They did have we saw the way West Ham attacked. They played the same style like how they played during their Europa League, right, Chinna?
Exactly.
We were watching the Europa League game,
The constant pressure on MU's defense and
but this time Lingard scored the correct net.
I saw a meme, guys. They said that it's actually for all West Ham fans. It's not just for West Ham fans. It's for all neutral fans out there. You know, never trust or love your loanies because they will betray you in the end.
Ouch.
Because out of everybody to score, you know, it was Lingard who came on and who scored. But you got to admit, the goal was fantastic.
The goal was fantastic.
His cut and turn and shoot, it was a fantastic goal. And yeah, overall, another win in the bag. So we will see how Manchester...
They're fighting with Aston Villa next week, you know, the coming week. Which is going to be another...
Because for some reason, throughout this entire, this 5-match week, all those little teams seem to outperform big teams at times.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, it is what it is. Let's move on to our final game of today. The Spurs against the Blues. A classic London derby.
London derby. So, Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. 3 points lane. Chelsea fans call that stadium 3 points lane because we go there, we get the 3 points every time.
Yeah, you all have never lost in the new stadium, right?
Yeah,
so the game started, the Spurs started the game very well. They give problem for Chelsea in the midfield. Chelsea struggled to build, you know, from back.
Mm-hmm.
And second half, Tuchel brought in Kante. And then the game changed, fully changed. Chelsea started to dominate. They scored 3 goals. Even Kante scored a goal. I don't know how.
No one knew. No one knew how the goal went in.
Yeah.
We all knew his smile.
Yeah. He didn't even celebrate, you know. He was just keep smiling only Kante.
I love that guy.
And then Rudiger's goal, that was a nice goal. I like that goal. I don't know how he finished that.
I want Rudiger to score with his leg compared to his head. Because
he scored from his leg, you know.
Yeah, I know.
The one, yeah, headed the goal.
I know, but I prefer he score in the leg because he's like a black Messi in the defense, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he took after Zuma. When Zuma left, he took the job of running, you know, taking the ball and sprinting through the entire field.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, I'm yet to see witness a goal like that. It's going to be legendary.
Yeah. But,
fun fact, guys. You guys realize that most of your goals, I mean, in this game is similar to the Liverpool game, right?
Yeah.
Like when
two
from set piece. Ours is 3 from set piece, but the Keita goal was like nobody expected. Same goes to Kante's goal, you know. Nobody expected.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah.
Oh, did
copying
it go
us
in.
La. Stop copying us, la, Gina.
They're going to
see next week what's going to happen. Chelsea playing early kickoff and then Liverpool going to play. We'll see like who's going to copy who.
that's true.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait again because it's going to be like what, the Champions League finals all over again? Is it time for revenge for the champions or?
It's too early to say that, but we'll see.
Yeah, but Manchester City seem to have injuries, right? They have a couple of injuries railed up. So, that's why it's... actually, Pep Guardiola actually did say in his press conference that they do have several players injured.
Yeah, so that he has young boys, you know, to play in the cup games. He has to rotate players, he said in the press conference.
Yeah, so we will see how it is, and overall fantastic win for every team except for you, City. You guys blanked on us, but it's okay, whatever.
So it's GG for all the fantasy Premier League FPL team. So.
Yeah.
Blanked, fantastic, just another masterclass. But thank you, Alonso.
Alonso, keep dropping. Masterclass.
Some people are stupid, like they go captain Anthony.
Okay, never mind. So we wrap today's episode. Gina signing off.
Padre going off.
Uncle, ciao.